New job creation surpassed expectations and estimates as the unemployment rate dropped to its lowest point in more than 4 years. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on February 2013 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate dropped 0.2% to 7.7% in February, its lowest point in more than 4 years. A year ago, it was 8.3%. That February 7.7% unemployment rate was the result of a labor force that contracted by 130,000, while the number of employed persons rose by 170,000 and the number of unemployed persons declined by 300,000. In other words, the size of the labor force shrank as the number of employed persons increased at the same time the number of unemployed persons decreased. Therefore, the unemployment rate declined. The number of persons not in the labor force grew by 296,000. The numbers from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, were quite positive as well. Top-line results, the total number of jobs was up 236,000, or 246,000, factoring out a decline in government jobs, which was a vast improvement over January's growth of only 119,000, or 140,000, without calculating government jobs. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector was up by 67,000 in February, which was better than January's gain of 41,000. The construction sector continued to build up the number of jobs with a 48,000 job increase in February on top of a gain of 25,000 in January. Manufacturers continued to add jobs at a consistent pace with an addition of 14,000 in February after growing by 12,000 in January. Some of the big gainers in durable goods were wood products as well as fabricated metal products, while the winners in non-durable goods were chemicals as well as food manufacturing. Mining and logging continued to bring more jobs to the surface with 5,000 more jobs in February after growing by 4,000 in January. The private service providing sectors performance was considerably better in February with growth of 179,000 jobs after January's rather lackluster gain of only 99,000. The retail trade sector rang up 23,700 more jobs in February after adding 29,000 in January. Incidentally, a year earlier, in February 2012, this sector had declined by about the same amount, it was down 24,000, that it grew by this year. The professional and business services sector added 73,000 new jobs in February, which was a nice improvement from January's gain of only 16,000. Computer systems and design and related services added 5,800 positions in February, and management and technical consulting services added 4,400 jobs. The education and health services sector added a total of 24,000 jobs in February, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector contracting by almost 15,000 jobs. Therefore, the sector's health care and social assistance portion grew by more than 39,000 jobs. The subsector home health care services increased by 6,100 jobs in February. The party wound down a little, but they were still celebrating in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew by 24,000 jobs in February after adding 30,000 in January. And as we mentioned before, the total number of government jobs shrank by 10,000 last month after declining by 21,000 in January. In February, federal government jobs were flat, state government declined by 8,000, and local government was down by 2,000. Temporary help services grew by 16,000 jobs in February to 2,582,200 jobs, which was sequential growth of 0.6% and year-over-year growth of 4.4%. Also, January's previously reported decline of 8,100 was revised this month to show a decline of only 3,000, which was only a 0.1% decline from December. In February, temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was 1.91%, which was an incremental improvement from January's 1.90%. Obviously, growth is slowing as the sector approaches its historic peak. In February 2013, it was off only about 67,000 jobs from its peak of May 2006. Further, since August 2009, essentially its low point that occurred a couple of months after the recession was declared over, the sector has added about 835,000 jobs. Much has been said about the need for American manufacturing to come back as a way to rebuild the middle class in this post-recessionary economy. Manufacturing, which declined 16.6%, or about 2.3 million jobs from January 2008 to January 2010, were up 4.3%, or about 500,000 jobs from January 2010 to January 2013. But to put into a little perspective, manufacturing as a percent of all jobs has been declining for a long, long time. For manufacturing jobs to rebound significantly, they must regain market share and conditions are good. A stronger dollar, rising wages offshore, and transportation costs are making U.S. manufactured goods more competitive domestically as well as for close-in markets. In addition, as manufacturing becomes more technically advanced and products more intelligent, there will continue to be a growing value in design, engineering, process management, and quality control, all areas in which America excels. And other major developments, such as in the energy sector, are helping as well. The abundance and relatively low cost of domestic natural gas due to advanced recovery techniques is partially responsible for U.S. manufacturing growth. U.S. natural gas is a fraction of the cost of other major global manufacturers and the resultant low cost of energy it produces, which is a significant cost center for manufacturers. As a result, North American and U.S. manufacturers offer a significant cost advantage and are experiencing a renaissance. Continuing about developments in manufacturing, no need to look any further than your iPad to see that Apple will be onshoring some of its manufacturing. In addition, a Brazilian manufacturer of textiles recently opened a factory in Texas to produce denim. Yes, textile manufacturing is apparently returning to the United States, due in part to cheap energy. At the onset of the recession, manufacturing jobs were 9.9% of employment. In that scenario, employment only needs to grow by less than 4 million, which is realistic, to get back to where it was. And by the way, since January 2009, employment has grown by about 5.5 million jobs. And a previously reported 0.1% decline in GDP for Q4 2012 was revised to a 0.1% growth. Construction employment is strong, and that's further indication that the housing market continues to come back. Now, if only the folks in Washington can get their act together, we may actually have a real recovery underway. This is Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.